Before we start, I want to warn you. In this audio, I will give you instructions, and I expect you to follow all of them, no exception. If you don't have what it takes to follow each instruction without questioning it, you should turn off this audio. Only good, obedient boys deserve to hear what happens next. So, will you be a good boy for me? It's time to make a choice. You can go and listen to another audio. That's what someone sane would do. Or you can stay and become my slave. My thing. For the next few minutes. Think about it. I'll give you 5 seconds to make your choice. Still there? Good. We can start now. But first, I want to hear you say it out loud, so you will repeat after me. I will obey each instruction of Mistress Annie until she says the following words. I free you. Good. Very good. Now that everything is clear in your head, I want you standing in your bedroom. Remove all your clothes. I want you completely naked. Remove everything, even your socks, or any necklaces or rings you might have. For now, you are my slave, and only my slave. You are mine, and I want you totally vulnerable. Put everything in a corner. You won't need it anymore. Kneel now, hands on your head. It's time to take care of that thing between your legs. But you can't touch it yet. It shouldn't be difficult for a little perv like you, who only needs to imagine what I can do to you now that I own you, to make you hard. I don't even have to talk about my perfect curves, about my black leather high-heel boots, my leather strapless dress, which can barely hold my perfect juicy breasts. I don't have to tell you that I wear nothing under that dress. No, you aren't that kind of man. You just need to know that you are completely under my power. Naked. Vulnerable. Weak. You just need that to be hard. Harder than you have ever been. I want you to go grab some things for me, but no matter what, you can't get on your feet. You stay on your knees. A slave has to know his place. You will pause the audio and go get a rope or a shoelace, a blindfold, and a wooden spatula. And above all, don't lose that erection. You're back. Good. One last thing. If your bed is made, good for you. If not, you have to make it. But before that, I want 20 hard slaps on your balls for being a bad boy. Oh, and don't forget, you stay on your knees. Pause the audio and go. One last thing before the fun begins. Tie that rope around your cock and balls. Make it tight. After it's done, lay back on your bed. Put that spatula near you and put the blindfold on. Only my voice matters now. You can forget everything else and focus on my voice. You can start jerking slowly. We don't want you to come too fast. Oh, and obviously, you can't come until I give you permission. It's good to touch that dick. Your hand slowly going up and down, up and down, up and down. Feels amazing, right? If only you could be here. In my dungeon. We could have so much fun. I know. We can play a little game. I will tell you what would happen if you came in my dungeon for one of my special parties. And you will stroke fast to the edge. And once you are there, you will slap your balls 3 times. Don't be a pussy. Slap as hard as I would slap you. Then you will start over again. And again. Until I tell you to stop. Don't come without permission, or you'll regret it. My dungeon is in a small castle, in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by a huge forest. The first rule for slaves is that they can't enter if they aren't completely naked. So, you remove all of your clothes, like you did before, and then my butler will bring you to the bathroom. Some of my slaves will wash you there, like the good little dog you are. Then, they put a blindfold on your eyes and bring you in another room. You lay back on what feels to be a table, in a similar position as you're in right now. They spread your legs and arms and tie them so you can't move anymore. Then, the expert hands of one of my subs will jerk you off until you are as hard as you can be. You have to be presentable for the guests. Oh! Did I forget to tell you? In my special parties, there are 15 to 20 guests here to enjoy the pleasures of my dungeon. And guess what? You are the main toy tonight. I hope you don't have a problem with that. To be here, naked, hard, offered to strangers. Maybe they're not all strangers. Maybe I invited some of your friends, or co-workers, or maybe it was your wife, or your boss. But that, you will never know. I can't imagine what it's like to ask yourself each time you see someone, if they saw you here in this position. A sane person would go crazy. But not you. All of it makes you horny. You can lie to yourself, but you can't lie to me. Your hard, throbbing cock always tells me the truth. The guests are coming in. You hear them talking and giggling. Yes, they're talking about you and making fun of you. Your cock is just pulsating from excitation now. You're not ashamed. You're horny as ever. How is it possible? They have only one instruction. They can use you however they want. Hands start to touch you everywhere. They play with your nipples. They slap and squeeze your balls. They rub your asshole. Some of the guests are playing with whips. They slap you hard everywhere. On your feet, your legs, your belly, your chest, and of course your dick. One of my subs starts to jerk you off. She brings you to the edge, and she keeps you there. She can do it for hours. I trained her especially for that. And she knows the punishment which awaits her if she makes you come. So I can tell you this, she won't fail. After only a few minutes, you're completely crazy. You can't think about anything. You don't realize what's happening around you, like what's happening to you right now. There's only one thing on your mind. You need to come. Eventually, you feel a warm, wet pussy pressed against your mouth. You make that woman come with only your tongue. You hear her moans of pleasure, and that makes you even more frustrated as the pain is growing in your balls. You lick another pussy, then another, until your head is completely covered of that delicious juice. Maybe you'll also feel a warm liquid on your stomach multiple times. I'll let you guess what that could be. After hours of that, they will leave you like this, dirty, frustrated, in pain, exhausted. And that is where I will start to play with you. But that story's for another day. You can stop stroking now. Unfortunately, you're not in my dungeon. You're in your bed, alone, hard, with blue balls. Are you totally sure you're alone? It's been a while since we started this little game. You are blindfolded, focusing on my voice. Maybe someone entered in the room and is enjoying the show. And did you lock the door? Did you even close it? You were in such a hurry to bring me these things earlier. Are you sure that no one could be there? Maybe your wife, or the maid, or someone else, or a burglar. Imagine how fun it would be. Too bad you can't take off that blindfold to check. To be sure, I think we should give a shout to that mystery guest. Don't you think so? I want you to grab your hard, throbbing dick. But your hand can't move. Thrust your hips and moan for me. Yes, like that. Fuck that hand. Show him what a perv you are. Good boy. Now, I will count you down. I want you to edge as fast as you can and stay there until the end. Don't you dare come. It's not time yet. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Good. Stop now. Grab that spatula near you. Guess what happens now? Yes, you will slap your balls with it. Hard. And on each slap, you will say, "Thank you, mistress," out loud. I will count for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. For the next 10, you will slap as hard as you possibly can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Aw, poor balls. He must be so sore and achy. Good. You were a good boy until now. And good boys deserve a reward. I will count down one last time. And when I reach 0, I want you to come on your stomach. I want every last drop. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, only 15 seconds left. 14, 13, 12, 11, almost there, keep stroking. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. It'll feel so good to finally release all that pain. 5, 4, only 3 seconds left. 2, 1. Come for me. Good boy. Empty those balls all over your stomach. That was so fun. We should do this again. But for now, I free you, my beautiful little slave.